It's embarrassing, but probably the most common question I get asked is, so what exactly is it that you do for a living? It's hardly surprising when people see how much time I spend blogging, podcasting, writing and speaking at conferences. It's not exactly the typical schedule for a web designer. The truth is, I haven't considered myself a web designer for a number of years now. Yes, I've still got a reasonable eye for design, and yes, I can still write HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, but the skills I once had have really atrophied over time. Instead, my skills, interests, and responsibility have shifted towards digital strategy, governance, business development, and the future of the online space. All sounds very pretentious, doesn't it? I'm aware that it does sound a bit pretentious, but the truth is, it's probably not as sexy as the old web design job I used to do. If I had to choose a kind of primary job title, I suppose I would go with calling myself a digital strategist. If you've worked on websites for any length of time, you know that the success or failure of a website often has little to do with the quality of the web designer who built it. Business models, governance issues, strategies and politics, to mention just a few, can hamper even the most talented web designer and stunt the long-term management of a website. And over time, I became frustrated that the websites I built were not as good as they should have been because of factors outside of my control. I found myself increasingly stretching the scope of my role as a web designer to encompass broader business issues. Today, these kinds of strategic issues dominate most of my interactions with clients. My job is to advise them about the role of digital within their organization and give them strategies to help them adapt to their emerging digital economy. I work with clients to help them put in place policies and procedures, team structures, management approaches, and strategic roadmaps that will kind of allow them to build long-term success online. All of this sounds very fancy, but basically it means that clients hire me for my experience in digital. Of course, to be able to do that properly, I not only need to be able to help clients adapt to the current digital landscape, but also prepare them for the future. And that kind of brings me on to my second job title, which is, I guess I'm a futurist. If I'm going to advise clients on their long-term digital strategy, I need to be aware of what innovations are on the horizon. Therefore, it's not uncommon to find me obsessing about things that are maybe still a few years away. For example, in 2007, I was writing about the mobile revolution we're seeing today, while today I'm worried about the long-term impact of technologies like Google Glasses and Siri. This means a considerable chunk of my time is spent reading, talking to peers from across the industry and attending conferences. I also look beyond the field of web design and see what influence areas like business strategy, economics, marketing and psychology is likely to have on the future of the web. If calling myself a futurist may sound like an attempt to big myself up, then perhaps what I consider my final job title will bring me back down to earth and put me in my place. Because I think I need to accept that I'm a marketeer. I've never had a very high opinion of marketeers and salespeople, but have had to accept that a significant part of my job encompasses both of these roles. Although my blog and podcast allow me to talk about digital strategy and the future of the web, their primary role, to be honest, is as a marketing tool for Headscape. Speaking at conferences may allow me to keep an eye on the future of digital, but it's also a platform for self-promotion. And finally, although I spend a lot of my time talking to clients about digital strategy, I am also wheeled out for sales pitches on a fairly regular basis. Not that I would describe myself as a typical marketeer or salesperson. I rarely overtly market or sell my services, instead preferring to share my experiences and ideas and allowing them to speak for themselves. If I had to identify the core of what it is that I do, I think it's actually relatively simple. Basically, I love the web. I love its potential and I love experimenting with what it can do. And my job is to take that love and communicate it to others in this passionate but practical way, a way that will ultimately benefit their users, themselves and the web as a whole. Admittedly, that doesn't sound like a proper job, but it keeps me in gadgets, and what more can any geek ask?